Hello, everyone, and welcome back to 333, The Equilibrium, here on another Factual Friday, my favorite days. And in the past week, I've been taking your requests as to what you want to hear every episode, and this Friday is another highly requested topic. Now, I want to ask you, how many times do you compare yourself to those around you? Whether it's someone at work or in class or on social media. As I always say, comparison is the thief of joy, and comparing ourselves to others is second nature to so many of us, and you know, even myself sometimes. It sometimes drives us to be better and come out on top, but sometimes it just makes us feel worse about ourselves. So today, we're going to reveal 4 steps that we can use to find our inner self-confidence so that we can let our motivation drive us rather than competition. So trying to find our self-confidence can be really difficult when we have so many critics, but the most difficult critic to take down is our inner critic. The little voice in our head that tells us we're not good enough, or that everyone is laughing at us, or whatever lie our brains continue to tell us. Sometimes our inner critic poses as our cheerleader that drives us to do better or be better or want more for ourselves. But just like anxiety being a defense mechanism, our inner critics can overplay their role too. We fear that without it, we'll become lazy and apathetic, but how can we have a healthy relationship with that part of us? So, number one on finding our inner confidence is recognizing the enemy. I'm here to break the news that your inner critic was never your friend. Your inner critic is like that fake friend that bullies you, but tries to make it come off as like tough love. Now, I want you to remember that you're fully capable of success and meeting your achievements without being so mean to yourself. Every time your inner critic speaks to you, it's because you experience a negative emotion. It could be fear, doubt, or shame, but it causes you to fixate on what's wrong with you instead of what's right. It stops you from seeing the things that you actually need to appreciate and value that make you who you are and would help you build your inner confidence. One tip I can give to fight this is something that I often do myself. So every time my inner critic starts telling me things like, everyone hates you, you're so annoying, or you're not smart enough, I say stop out loud and have a conversation back and forth with myself. I can bet you I might look a little crazy, but it's necessary for me to talk to myself in order to sort through that thought and separate myself from the part of me that is a critic. It's taught me over time to stop saying those things, and for anyone who knows me personally, I always called myself stupid, and you know, once I started practicing the technique where I would stop myself, I actually stopped saying that. And now I actually say that I'm really smart because I truly believe that of myself. Same goes with the thought that I always think that, you know, I'm being annoying when I check in on a friend and I don't hear back from them. The truth is that I care a lot about the people that I love. Do you see how I transform that statement that my critic fed me? Instead of punishing myself for what I feel is bad, I transformed it into a good quality that I have within myself, which is something I really value within myself. And ever since I've changed that perspective of it, it has really helped me to see what kind of value I hold within myself and the people around me. So number two is see what's already there. Your inner critic is such a hater, so anything you feel like you've achieved, you always downplay. Your inner critic hates to see you win, so look back on things you've accomplished in your life. Write a list of as many things as you can think of. No achievement is too small, so write it all down. Now, keeping that list in mind, you can now ask a close friend or trusted person what successes or achievements you've made that they can recall. You might be surprised at how many things you'll both have in common, or even what achievements you hadn't thought of but can now acknowledge. And no, this isn't an exercise that's gonna make you narcissistic. You're simply trying to recall all the amazing things that made you who you are today and move forward with confidence. So number three is to practice self-kindness. Now that you're giving your inner critic an eviction notice, it's time to make room for a new best friend. One that is positive and actually shows compassion. And no, this voice isn't gonna let you off the hook. This new friend isn't a kiss ass. This friend is supportive but real with you. They'll tell you to accept wrongs and find accountability, but to move forward and forgive yourself rather than put yourself down. Everything really comes down to your inner child, so I want you to put things into perspective and speak to yourself like you would to your son, daughter, or maybe just even your younger self. Would you want to criticize that version of yourself and say that they failed in life or that they've never achieved anything or are never going to amount to anything? My rule to myself is that I can no longer say things to myself that I would never say to my 5-year-old self. It's changed a lot about how I see and treat myself, and I encourage you to try this, and you don't even have to say these things out loud. You can say them in your head or write them down if you're more comfortable. And now our last and final step in finding our inner confidence is number 4, acknowledging your own journey. Again, comparison is the thief of joy and one of the most destructive things you can do to yourself and your confidence is comparing yourself and making the faulty assumption that you should be somewhere other than where you are today, right now. Everyone has a different life experience, so to compare yourself to someone else and say, I should have been there, is false. You're on your own path and journey. You can either embrace it fully or ride in the passenger seat and be miserable about what you should be doing. Comparing yourself prevents you from taking credit for how far you've come and how beautiful your own journey has been. I want you to stand back and take a look around you. Now, I want you to look at where your feet are. You see where your feet are? I want you to be right there. Mentally, physically, and emotionally. This is where you're meant to be right now. Let me just say that I'm not perfect myself, and just because I'm making an episode dedicated to this, it does not mean that I've mastered this 100%. There will always be days that your toxic inner critic will try to make an appearance, but as I always mention, practice is crucial. These 4 steps are things that need to be done every time criticism creeps up, and otherwise you'll continue to take your old neural pathway. I've come a long way from where I used to be, and anyone that knows me can even say that, but I still have a long way to go too. And I'm happy to embark on this journey with all of you guys. And not only will these 4 steps help you, but they will continue to help me too. We're growing together in this, and I think that's one of the most beautiful things about being a part of 333. I love you guys, and I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Factual Friday. If you have any comments, please feel free to reach out to me on Instagram or leave a voice message on Anchor. And don't forget to participate in this week's poll if you're on Spotify and leave a rating or review if you have the time, because it really helps me to improve the podcast and grow in my own experience and practice. Thank you for tuning in, and as always, I'll talk to you soon. Bye, guys.